Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. We all know that attention spans are shrinking. My intention around this post is that we need to flip the script on how we get folks to stop and focus on our content. So the big question is, if we don't have time to explain the value, how do we get attention? The answer is that getting attention now means we show the value up front, not describe it. We can't get attention first and then show credibility. Here are two standards folks use to decide to stop scrolling. First up, relevance. Yeah, that word's been bandied about for years now, but the definition constantly changes. There are now two kinds of relevance out there. One is the short term, which is, I need to check this out right now. And two is, interesting, I'm going to save this and get back to it later, which we all know rarely happens. Now, what drives these decisions? Fear of missing out. So think about how we can use that concern to our advantage. How we create headlines that tap into that fear. And hey, it's not scammy if we deliver real value. Second, a mental break. Yep, that's why all those heartwarming stories, those dance videos are so popular. We give folks a break too with a humorous take on what's going on in our buyer's world. Inside jokes, role playing with a point, and yes, even heartwarming stories are tools we can use to build awareness. Something like that with a simple call to action can be effective. People do pay attention to style, even in B2B markets. You know, scrolling happens when we are overwhelmed but still feel the need to check things out. In that state, we use the smallest, most subjective standards to decide when to stop and when to keep moving. Content that appeals to those standards have a fighting chance to rise above the noise. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.